Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all our items on our website at harboltcompany.com. Our email address is sales@harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. So the item that we have in stock today is actually pretty freaking cool. Now, we got these things in, didn't really know what to expect, but so far, been super, super impressed with these. Now, what this is this is a basically similar to like an old-timey transistor radio. Now, if you guys remember back in the day, like the 80s, these little handheld transistor radios were really big. They had knobs on them, and of course, you turn the knob to get tune in the station, then of course you had your volume knob and stuff like that. Well, this is similar to that, but this is kind of a modernized version of the transistor radio. Not only does it still have AM and FM radio on it, but this has a lot of upgrades to it. First of all, it's got a Bluetooth mode where you can stream like your iPhone or iPad or your Google phone to come out of the speaker on this. It's got a MP3 mode where you could actually take a flash drive, a USB flash drive, and plug it directly into this, and it will actually play the music from the flash drive onto this radio. It's got a micro SD card slot where you can do the same thing. You can take your MP3 music, put it on a micro SD, plug it in, and it will play the music. It's got buttons for controlling the up and down, play and pause and fast forward and rewind if you're using this in Bluetooth mode or you're using the flash drive or micro SD part of it. It's got a flashlight built into it. I know some of us are not going to need the flashlight, but for emergency purposes, that would be really cool for somebody, if you got this for somebody as a gift or whatever, they could see. You've got the flashlight. You've also got a extendable telescopic antenna that folds out, then you can telescope it out to get better reception. You've got a volume knob, you've got, like I said, tuning the station knob, you've got this will actually work with either AA batteries, or it actually comes with a rechargeable battery that you can put in its place of the AA batteries and actually recharge the battery. Now, I don't know how many hours this thing is going to run on a single charge. I meant to turn it on last night, go to bed, and leave it see in the morning if it was still playing. But I totally forgot to do so. But I'm going to guess you're probably going to get a good 7 to 8 hours of battery. And of course, if you use AA batteries, you probably get even more than that. Now, the interesting thing is the rechargeable battery that they give you that comes with this actually looks like the old-timey Nokia flip phone type batteries. Whenever, back in the day when you could use the Talk screen reader on your phone, and you could actually swap out the Nokia batteries in your phone, whether it be the flip phone or candy bar style phone or whatever. That's what the batteries look like that they give you in this package. So you can either put that in or you can use the AA batteries. So we'll get to more of that here in a minute. So like I've mentioned, this is definitely an upgraded, modernized version of the transistor radio. This, I wouldn't say is necessarily pocketable because it is kind of thick, but it is not that large, and you could easily put this in a bag, a purse, whatever. It also has a wrist strap on it that you could hang it from something if you wanted to, that kind of thing. And then, let's see, what else am I missing here? It does say that it comes with other bands. So, like, and I think they're talking about, like, different weather bands or different stations that you might be able to pick up. I was trying to get some of those in, but I could not, in my city at least here, I could not get any of those other bands to tune in. But it says it's like a 9-band radio. So you have the FM and AM and FM, and then you have several more bands to choose from as far as the the signal goes. But like I said, I'll get into that more here in just a minute. So let's go over, let's start on the front. So let's orient yourself, get the radio out of its box. By the way, in the box, you're going to have the radio, you're going to have the rechargeable battery, and then you're going to have the mini USB cable that recharges the rechargeable battery. Now, of course, that mini USB cable is not going to recharge your AA batteries, but if you use the rechargeable battery that comes with it, that cable, it's a USB on one end, and it's a mini USB. Yes, mini. I know mini USB is not used very much anymore, but it is mini USB on the other end. And it's about a, I don't know, maybe like a foot and a half, 2 foot long cable. It's not super long. But anyway, that is what comes in the box. All right, so let's get the radio out. Orient yourself to where the left side of the radio, top left side, is where the wrist strap is. So orient the radio so it is running top to bottom. Is going to be the it's about, let's say, probably a good maybe 6 inches from top to bottom. So it's going to be running vertical. Let's orient ourselves to that. The front of the radio, half of it is a screen that you can see all the different, you know, functions and everything on this digital screen. The bottom half is the speaker. Now, of course, this is not a stereo speaker or the stereo radio, so this doesn't have dual drivers in it. It's got one nice speaker that actually is very clear. It's a very clear speaker. It's got I didn't detect really any distortion, so it's a good clear speaker. It's a fairly large speaker. Like I said, takes up half the radio. So orient yourself so you're looking straight on at the radio. The top half is the flat screen. The bottom half is the grill of the speaker. And then the top left corner is going to be where the wrist strap is. All right, so now that we've got ourselves oriented, let's go over the controls on the front. So there's only really one control on the front of the unit, and that is the slide switch. It's on the right side of the screen, and it runs the length of the digital readout screen. So locate the screen, put your finger, run your finger over to the right of that, and right before, about half inch before it gets to the right side of the radio, you will find a slide switch. Hear that? That is a slide switch. All the way up to the top, if you flip the switch all the way up to the top, that's FM. Then one below that is AM, and it clicks into place when you get to the different bands. And then below AM are all the different other bands we talked about that they said that is included. Now, I'm sure the manual probably talks about what these different bands are, these different wavelengths and radio bands and stuff like that, or frequencies are, but I don't know what they are specifically. But like, if you keep going down, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, so let's do the top. So top is FM, that's 1, AM 2, and then 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 bands, okay, including AM and FM. There are 9 total different radio bands or frequencies, maybe not frequencies, but different bands on here. Of course, I would only use the FM and AM, but you guys might find a use for the other ones. They might bring in weather at some point in your city, or maybe even television stations or whatever. Back in the 80s and 70s, it was really big to use a radio. You could actually bring in television broadcasts on the radio sometimes. So I don't think they're doing that much anymore, because all the radio stations, all the television stations are going to digital and stuff like that. So I don't know if it's really easy to get television stations anymore on the radio. But, okay, so that is everything on the front. It is just the slide switch to select what band you want to listen to. On the left side of the radio, let's start at the top where the wrist strap is connected to the radio itself, and start running your finger down from that wrist strap. The first thing you come to is going to be the fast forward button. Now, if you press this once, it's going to skip to the next track. If you press it and hold it in, it will actually fast forward through the track you're listening to and speed it up really fast and fast forward through it. And I'll show you guys that here in just a minute. The button below that is the play and pause button. And then the button below that is the rewind. And just like the fast forward, press it one time, it's going to skip to the previous track or the start of the song. And then if you press it and hold it in, it's going to do that fast rewind through the song as well. All right, down below that button, take your finger as you run it down a little bit below that fast, the rewind, rewind button. Yeah, that was the rewind button we talked about. Down just below a little bit of below the rewind button, and then move your finger towards the back of the radio. There is a slit right there. That is where the micro SD card is, or the card slot is. So you don't get a micro SD card with it, but if you want to use your own, that's where it goes, right there in that little slot. So it's not directly below the rewind button, but it's right below it and a little bit towards the back before you get to the back edge of the radio. So you'll be able to feel with your finger there. Now, if you go back to where the rewind button is and take your finger and keep going all the way down, the next thing you run into is the flash drive port. This is the USB port to be able to plug in a flash drive and play music directly off the flash drive onto the radio. And then below the flash drive port, again, a little bit further towards the back of the radio itself, is another round opening. And this is if you had an AC adapter, which if you took this into maybe Batteries Plus, or if you still had a Radio Shack in your area, they would be able to get you an AC adapter that actually works to plug into this, and you can use the adapter instead of batteries. Of course, it does not come with an AC adapter, but they do give you that little round opening there if you did want to use one. So that's just up to you. I'm sure most of us probably won't be using or trying to hunt down an AC adapter, but if you do, that's where it goes. And then right below that, you have a three-position switch. This switch, if it's flipped all the way down toward the bottom of the radio, as we're looking at the bottom of the radio, that is off. If you flip the switch up one notch, then this turns on the radio. Okay. Let me get is my battery dead already? Let's see. I'm sorry. One switch up is not the radio. One switch up is the flashlight. So flipped all the way down, the unit is completely off. Flip it up one notch, and that's the flashlight. And I'll show you guys. You can hear I've got my lie detector here. If I put it right down below where the flashlight is, which the flashlight is on the bottom of the radio as we're looking at it, there's a little bulb that's sticking out on the bottom there. That is the flashlight. If I flip the switch up one notch, hear that? That's the flashlight. Flip it down one, all the way to the bottom, and it turns it off. So now, no flashlight. Flip it up one, flashlight. Okay? Then, if you flip it up another time, this is the radio. Okay, here's the radio.
In the drawing.
In my soul, to understand what I don't know.
20 a month.
I love how you're laughing. That's fantastic. I love that positivity.
Okay, there's our radio.
Pushing back when the dark is sweeping. There's a power on my lips. Even death can defy.
Or after they graduate.
She says he was bad.
I let my tape rock to my tape pop. Smoking a pair of boo, sipping on private stocks. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The hard, you never thought that hip hop would take.
Ooh, that might be a Notorious B.I.G.
I'm right tight. Time to come home.
Billy Joel.
I don't care what you say anymore. This is my life.
Okay. So anyway, that's the radio. And then while you're on the radio is where you can switch to the different bands. So that's FM. So that's FM. Flip the switch down once. This is on the front. Flip the switch down once.
Oh,
and now we got AM.
The administration at OU, obviously, have access to a lot of players from Dallas-Fort Worth that might have left and gone to another school and decide they want to come play.
Good old AM.
Closer to home.
AM is
how legitimate we were.
A dying
push. And it wasn't until February 8th that they really gave us verbal confirmation. There's something significant about
finishing his foreign policy. Give it up to I'm just saying that when that game gets down to three,
do it for the money. I was dying laughing. And
okay, so there's AM, and then below AM, like I said, are all the other seven bands that you can choose from. And I have no idea what they are, but like there's one of them, and I'm not picking anything up in my city on this one. Okay, and then one down below that's a different one. Again, don't seem to be picking anything up. There's another one. There's another one. There's another one. I guess if you want some good white noise to help put you to sleep or to do one of those. Then another one. And then the last one is right here. So, anyway, you guys might have something in your city that might come through there, but I am not able to find anything in my city. So, anyway, those are there. You might or might not ever use them, but they're there. So, I was hoping one of them might be kind of a weather band, but I'm not seeming to get that from it. Okay, so that is everything. Oh, one more. You switch it one more up. So remember, all the way at the bottom, switch down on the left side, all the way at the bottom is off. One up from that is flashlight. One up from that is radio. And then one up from that is the Bluetooth mode. So listen to this.
Bluetooth mode.
Yes, it talks. Tells you you're in Bluetooth mode. There is the little tone to let you know that we're connected. So if you have not paired this up with your device yet, when you flip it into Bluetooth mode, take your device, go into settings, go to Bluetooth settings, go down to the bottom, click on the weird number that it shows up at the bottom, and it will pair your device with this radio. And then when you switch it to Bluetooth mode, it will connect and it will make that little sound. So let me let you guys hear it once more. Let me turn the volume up. Okay, going up to Bluetooth mode.
Bluetooth mode.
There's our connection tone. So now if I take my iPad right here.
16 notifications.
Let's see. What is it connected to?
That's a good question.
Oh, it must be my phone it's connected to. Yep. Okay. So here we go. It's connected to my phone, which I paired up earlier. And this is my phone's voiceover coming out of the radio. Now, if I want to play some music, I could just go play pop music from Apple Music.
Pop station now playing on Apple Music.
And there's some music coming through the radio.
I'm good and I'm feeling.
Okay, sorry about the F-bomb there. I did not know that that song had that in there. Anyway, so that is the music coming out of here. And the music, it's really not a bad speaker. Now, it's not has a ton of bass or anything like that, because, you know, it's transistor radio kind of thing. But the speaker itself is actually pretty decent. Now, if you want to, now it's in Bluetooth mode, I can actually control the music and stuff with the buttons I talked about up by the wrist strap. So if I press the fast forward button, it goes to the next song. I won't have to hold my breath till you get down on one knee, because you only want to hold me when I'm looking good enough. If I press the button in the middle of those buttons, it pauses the music. I press it again. Starts playing. Press fast forward, goes to the next song. Press rewind, starts over the song. Press rewind again, and it goes back to the previous track. So that's nice that it gives you those controls on this little radio, which is really cool. And if you hold in on the... Okay. Okay, now this one won't do it that way, but if you're connected via Bluetooth, it's not going to fast forward through the song, like I said, if you hold down on the button. But in a second, when I show you how the flash drive thing works, I will show you that it does. So, connected to a device playing Bluetooth music, you know, music from Apple Music or Spotify or whatever, you can only skip forward to the next track or go to the previous track or play and pause. You can't actually do the whole fast forward kind of thing. But still pretty cool, though. Did you ever fool me with... Got the controls to do it. So. I know that look on your face. You're coming my way. You're coming my way tonight. Here goes another mistake. I know I'm gonna make. I know I'm gonna make... Speaker actually gets pretty loud. Like I said, there's not, I don't really hear distortion per se. It's good and clear. Just doesn't have a ton of bass, but for the most part, it's got a pretty good sounding speaker. Now, okay, so that is the Bluetooth mode. And then I will tell you that this radio does not have a built-in microphone. So if you do get a phone call while your phone or whatever is connected up to the radio, it will actually just go to your phone and it will not try to play it out of the radio. So the call will go to your phone, answer the call, take it, and the minute you hang up on the call, then your sound and stuff will go back to the radio itself. So it's just basically saying there's no microphone, so we're just going to reroute the call to go back to your phone. And then when it's done with the call, it goes back to connecting and playing through the radio speaker. All right, and then to disconnect Bluetooth, of course, just flip the switch all the way down and it turns the radio off, or you can flip it to radio, and that'll also disconnect the Bluetooth as well. So I flipped the switch all the way down, and now it's turned off. Also, on the left side, as we're going over the controls, there is the telescoping or telescopic metal or aluminum antenna that tucks in to a little storage place right there on the left side of the unit. And if you fold this out from the top is where you would want to fold it out. So it's up toward the top of the radio and the back edge, back left edge toward the top. Grab and you can pull the... antenna out. It swivels all around. It swivels around like 180 degrees, and you can bend it any which way you want, and then you can also telescope it out. And fully telescoped out, it's about, I would say about a foot and a half, not quite a foot and a half, but I'd say maybe a foot and a half long. So, of course, it's got different sections on it, so you can make it as long or short as you want. And then to put it back in its little slot, you just push it all the way back into itself and collapse it and then fold it back into the side of the radio. And now it's stored in there. Pretty cool. Keeps it out of the way. All right, so those are the controls on the left side if we're looking at it straight on from the front where the bottom half of the speaker, I mean the bottom half of the radio is a speaker, and the top half is the digital readout screen. Now let's go to the top of the unit. So the top of the unit, there are only a few controls, starting again over where the over where the wrist strap is at the top there. Go take your finger and move it to the right. You're going to come across a knob. This is a twist knob. This is the adjustment of the stations. So this will adjust what station, if you're on AM or FM, you can use this to adjust to different stations and go from station to station and do fine tuning and all that good stuff. And then to the right of that, you have another knob, and this is the volume knob. Okay, so pretty easy there. Volume knob. And then to the right of the volume knob, you actually have the mini USB port. This is the port that you plug in the cable to charge this if you're using the rechargeable battery. If you're using the AA batteries, don't bother plugging in the cable because it's not going to do anything to those batteries at all. So if you're using the rechargeable battery it came with, then you can plug in your mini USB cable right here at the top and it will charge it up. I'd say do, you know, good 3, 4, 5 hours charge just to make sure you get it all the way charged up. All right, nope, there's nothing on the right side of the unit, no controls on the right side. And let's flip it around to the back of the unit, and we're going to flip it. So now we're looking at it with the telescoping antenna corner is going to be up. It's going to be at the top. And then right, not quite in the middle, but right from about where the top of the telescoping antenna is, to about 2 inches down from that, on the bottom, I mean on the back of the radio is where your battery slot is, or your battery compartment. So if you take your finger in the middle of the battery compartment and slide it away from the side with the telescoping antenna. So locate the telescoping antenna, slide the battery compartment, push down, and slide it back away from that, and pop it out, and now this is your battery compartment. It takes 3 AA batteries, not included. They run left to right, or the length of the radio. So the AA batteries run the length of the radio. Or if you're looking at it from the back here with the telescoping antenna on the top edge, they're going to run left to right, right to left. Now, the rechargeable battery, where it goes, is it actually goes in the middle of the place where the AA's go. So as the AA's run left to right, the rechargeable battery runs top to bottom. So it would run... it would go right across the AA batteries towards the bottom of the bottom of the rechargeable battery would go towards the bottom part of the radio that we're looking at it now, and the top part of the rechargeable battery would go towards the top where the telescoping antenna. Now I say the top, I've got the radio turned 90 degrees, so as I'm looking at it from the back, to the left of me is where the wrist strap is. To the right of me, to the right of the radio, as I'm looking at it from this way, the right side, bottom, the right end of the radio is where the bulb is for the flashlight. The left end of the radio is where the wrist strap is. And like I said, the top edge of the radio is where the telescoping antenna is. So the AA batteries run left to right, so from the side with the wrist strap to the side with the bulb of the flashlight. The rechargeable battery runs from the bottom edge of the side, which is where the bottom edge, which there's nothing on controls wise, toward the top where the telescoping antenna is, as we're looking at it right now. So what you'll want to do is you'll take the rechargeable battery. You will feel on one side of the rechargeable battery, there are actually on two sides, the left and the right side of the rechargeable battery, they're rounded off. Those are the left and right side. and the battery is a rectangle shape. So the top side of the rectangle, you will find or locate the top, the locate the side of the rectangle where there's grooves cut into part of it. So as I'm looking at it, the top of the rectangle on the left top is where the grooves are. If I flipped it over, then I'd be looking at it and it would be the bottom left would be where the grooves are. Or if I turned it once, then the bottom right would be where it. So what I'm saying is orient the battery. So feel the grooves. Everything on the battery is smooth except this one corner which has grooves cut into it. Locate those grooves. You're going to take your finger and you're going to locate those grooves. When you locate those grooves, go to the opening of the battery cover and take your finger and go across the double A's. So where the double A's are going left to right, you're going to take your finger and you go up toward the top and you're going to find where there are little points of metal sticking out, and this is going to be the side that's closest to the metal telescoping antenna. So locate, there's like three little points of metal sticking out, and they're also at the top left corner. So what you're going to do is you're going to take the rechargeable battery with the flat short side, insert it in toward the bottom part of the battery container, battery compartment. And I'm sorry, you're going to insert the grooves first. So you're going to locate those grooves, like I said, take the grooves from the top left of the battery and put them in against those pointy grooves or those pieces of metal pointing on the top left of the battery compartment. And you're going to insert those grooves. Those grooves are going to go in between where those pieces of metal are because they basically that's how it charges. So those grooves touch those pieces of pointy metal. And then you're just going to push in on the other end and it snaps right down into place. The rechargeable battery does. So it's, you're going to insert it in at an angle. The grooves of the battery are going to match up with the pieces of pointy metal, the top left, which they're contacts, they're battery contacts. I'm calling them pointy metal, but they're battery contacts. Insert that in at an angle. Match the grooves up with the contacts on the inside and then just push straight down. Well, let me get mine matched up here. Once you do it a couple times, it becomes very easy to do. I'm going to line it up like so. Push down on the bottom part of the rechargeable battery. Snaps right in place. And now the contacts are touching those grooves at the top left corner. And the battery is down in its laying flush. I'm going to take the battery cover. I'm going to insert it, the battery cover in, and then just slide it right back into place. And boom, that's all there is to it. So you can choose to use a rechargeable battery or the AA's, whichever you like. But I've got the rechargeable battery in right now. Battery cover is back in place, and we're good to go. All right, let me go over the flash drive. I've got a flash drive here. It's a regular USB flash drive. I'm going to turn the unit on, and I'm going to put it into Bluetooth mode.
Bluetooth mode.
Now I'm going to take and I'm going to insert the flash drive into the USB port on the side right above the slide switch.
Play by USB drive.
Okay. So when you insert the Bluetooth or insert the flash drive in, it's going to talk to you and it's going to tell you play by USB drive, okay? And then it will start playing the music that's on your flash drive. So what you want to do, if you want to play it this way or use it this way, you're going to take and you're going to copy your MP3 files on to the root folder of the flash drive, copy whatever MP3 files you want. Then when you plug it in, it will automatically start playing those songs. And it will say playing from USB drive, just like this.
play by USB drive.
And now it's, this is my music on the flash drive. Okay, now if I press the rewind button on the buttons there that control the Bluetooth stuff but also control the flash drive, it starts over the song that I was playing. Actually, okay, when you're using the flash drive or micro SD, it actually will not skip to the start of the song. It'll just skip to the previous song. So whenever you press the rewind button, it goes back to the previous song. Press the skip forward button, it goes to the next song. So there's one. Press the next button, and there's a song I was listening to a minute ago. Now, if you want to fast forward, you can hold in on the button like I mentioned earlier. And it's fast-forwarding through the song, speeding it up, fast-forwarding it. Same thing with rewinding. So I'm going to go rewind. So that's kind of cool. Press the next button, goes to the next song. Press the play button, it pauses once. Press it once, it pauses. Press it again, it plays.
Like I always do.
Now what's cool is it actually remembers where you left off from your flash drive. So if I was to pull out the flash drive right now,
Bluetooth mode.
Goes back into Bluetooth mode. Now, if I plug the flash drive back in, it'll start us up where we left off. Oops. Let's see. Plug this back in. Like so.
Play by USB drive.
Somewhere in the crowd there.
And there's exactly where I left off when I pulled the flash drive out. So I think that's really cool that it remembers where you left off. Now, same thing with the micro SD. Copy your MP3s to the root drive of the micro SD card, plug it in, and it'll start playing from a micro SD. I actually think I have, let me see, I think I've got a micro SD card, so we can try it if you guys want. Let me, oh shoot, I don't think I have a, well, we might not be able to try it because I don't think I have a card reader on my computer. I don't have a card reader on my computer. So anyway, take my word for it. That's the way it works. Copy your music over to the root folder of the micro SD slot, and then just plug it in, and it should start playing from there without any issues whatsoever. I was looking to see if I had a hub here, and I could quickly use my hub with the card reader, but I don't even think I have a hub out here with me, so... Anyway, so that is how you do the flash drives and the micro SD. And I think I've almost covered everything. So it's pretty cool. It does give you the voice feedback on the Bluetooth and USB. And I'm sure if you plug in a micro SD, it might also say playing from micro SD slot. And then gives you the audible feedback with all the other stuff. And yeah, so I think I've covered it. The only one thing that I think that they kind of left off on here that I would have liked to have seen is they did not put a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack. I would have liked to have seen that on here. They put seemed like they put everything else, but they did not put a 3.5 millimeter jack, which is really strange. But anyway, that's the way it goes. But at least if it's on here, I haven't found it yet. but I have pretty much looked all over everywhere, and I've also even asked Ira to look, and they haven't found it either. So I don't think I missed it. I just don't think they put one on here, which is, like I said, very strange because they have everything else. But if it's hiding from me, then it's hiding really, really well. But I honestly, I don't think it's hiding from me. I just think that they, for whatever reason, didn't put it. So, but that would have been the only other thing. I mean, they've included everything else. They seem like they thought of everything else. So that would have been the only thing that I would have liked to have seen on here. But otherwise, everything on here is super cool. You get the AM/FM radio. You get the other seven bands that might or might not pick up anything somewhere. You get the Bluetooth built-in capability. You get the flashlight. You get the audible feedback, the voice feedback. You get the USB flash drive playback. You get the micro SD card playback. You get the buttons to control Bluetooth and flash drive, fast forward, rewind, play and pause. And you get the telescoping antenna. And you get the wrist strap, the knob for adjusting the whatever station, and then of course the volume, and then of course the rechargeable nature, because they give you the rechargeable battery, and they give you the USB mini USB cable to recharge the battery. So all kinds of cool stuff on here, guys. And these are brand new in the box. And if you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboldcompany.com. I will say this is a really nice radio to have around the house for emergencies, like if there's weather, tornadoes, whatever. I always have to go find a radio to turn on because I don't have regular television that, you know, I can turn on the news or whatever. So this is great for those types of situations, and I know I will use mine for that as well. Keep by your bed at night for emergencies, whatever. Really, really cool little radio here. Anyway, sales@harboldcompany.com. Website is harboldcompany.com, and phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.